Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A homeowners association in Florida reverses its decision that was a religious discriminatory and, frankly, an outrageous decision regarding religious statues in a neighbor's front yard. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this case. Matt, this is good news that this homeowners association backed away from trying to intimidate this family in the neighborhood from removing two small religious statues in the front yard. And it's outrageous how they tried to do this before Liberty Counsel got involved.
Yeah, I will give some background here. The Shingle Creek Reserve at the Oaks in Central Florida finally reversed its discriminatory treatment of homeowners regarding religious lawn ornaments when Enoch and Ines Berluk were told to remove their statues of Jesus and the Virgin Mary or face, quote, legal action. They reached out to Liberty Counsel. Matt, they, you know, as we've pointed out here before, this homeowners association gives a lawn of the month, and they had given, praised lawns that have Greek statues, topless Greek statues of life-size human skulls, a number of different statues and lawn ornaments and so forth, gnomes and all of that stuff. But boy, when it came to the Virgin Mary and Jesus, they pitched a fit and said that there would be legal action. Well, I'm reminded of when I was a kid, if I would get caught doing something, I would say, I'm sorry. My mom would say, are you sorry because you did it, or are you sorry because you got caught? In this case, we don't really know, but
I think they're sorry because they got caught.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Because when you look at this, they sent them numerous letters, one of which said that their religious statues were, quote, not harmonious with the surrounding properties, close quote. I guess that's true. In a sense, if the other surrounding properties had topless Greek statues and life-size human skulls and gnomes, I guess the small statue of Mary and the small statue of Jesus would be inconsistent with these other statues. But, you know, this is an amazing situation. They actually gave home, yard of the month or neighborhood. And they have a sign acknowledging that this neighbor, this particular home, got this yard of the month. And right beside the sign are these other statues, not the religious statues. So they gave it, they posted the sign right there beside these other statues. They're allowing that. But here you have a beautiful statue of Mary and a beautiful statue of Jesus. And they're small. They're very nicely done. I mean, it's very decorative. You can see it by going to lc.org. And then what they did was they asked the homeowners to give them documentation on, quote, the stated religion, the religious significance of the statues, and why these statues cannot be relocated to a different location on the lot or enclosed behind a fence out of street view, close quote.
Unbelievable. And the Homeowners Association just kind of arbitrarily asserted that in a letter, quote, the association has the right to inquire as to the religious purpose of these statues. The right. I'd be interested to know where that right comes from. They demanded documentation on, quote, the stated religion and religious significance. As you mentioned, of these statues, how dare they? Who do they think they are? Of course, once this became public, once Liberty Counsel got a hold of this information, we blew it wide open. We demanded that the Homeowners Association cease and desist this religious discrimination / persecution, which is what it is here. And as I mentioned, they were like, oops, we're busted. They have, the good news is, reversed course. But Matt, this is just another example of why Liberty Counsel is so important. If we had not been here, what would happen?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen these discriminatory homeowners associations do this similarly, but never have we seen one that said that they have the right to inquire as to the religious purpose of these statues. Well, the religious purpose of the statues, I mean, and then they have the right to demand the stated religion. Well, if they don't know that these people are Roman Catholics, they're pretty ignorant. I mean, here's a statue of Mary and a statue of Jesus with the Sacred Heart. Those are obvious symbols of Christianity, but they're also associated with the Catholic Church. So the fact that they even ask that shows their complete ignorance of religion, Christianity in general, but their insensitivity and their crossing the line and an outrageous nature to ask them for the state of religion and the religious significance of the statues. I mean, give me a break. You're putting a statue of Jesus out there, and you're asking, what is the religious significance of that statue? I mean,
How do you even respond to something like that? My response would have been, it's all right here, and I would have given him a Bible. I said, here, read and learn about the religious significance. Well, Matt, in a vacuum, this case in and of itself is egregious, it's offensive, all of those things, but the reality is that it's a microcosm for a much larger problem that is systemic across the country. You know, the left loves to say, war on Christianity, what war on Christianity? This is just one example, the microcosm of the larger war on Christianity that we see ramping up in these United States, even with the federal government and others, not just homeowners associations, but the government targeting the free exercise of religion and trying to quash the free exercise of religion in the United States in opposition to the U.S. Constitution and our inherent unalienable rights given us by our Creator.
Well, and Liberty Council got a call from Enoch and Inez, and we got involved. We looked at the situation. We sent a letter to the Homeowner Association attorney and pressed the issue, and then they backed down, and the media picked it up because we made this known to the media, and they ran for cover, and they didn't like the fact that this thing got blown out into the media, into the light of day. They wanted to do this behind closed doors, intimidate this family. They thought, well, we'll zip off this letter to them. We'll ask them all kinds of questions. It's going to be burdensome on them, and they're just going to back down. Well, this family did not back down, and they ultimately came back and they reversed their decision and said, well, on second thought, the statues can actually stay in the yard. So we're very pleased about that. What we want you to know, however, is that if you know of any issues in your area or you experience them directly that directly affect your family with regards to marriage as the union of a man and a woman, your freedom, your religious freedom, or the sanctity of human life, give Liberty Council a call. Had we not, Matt, gotten the call from Enoch and Inez, what would have happened? Well, they would have been bucking up against a lawyer and an association, and they would have ultimately had to cave. But fortunately, we came involved, represented them at no cost, and stopped this discrimination.
And kudos to Enoch and Inez for standing up for their rights and standing on the rock of Christ, standing firm on their faith, being unashamed of the gospel, as we're told by Paul to be, and saying, no, we're going to fight this. There is such a thing as righteous anger. There is such a thing as pushback we are expected to stand firm for our faith. They did that. They didn't back down. They contacted Liberty Council. Liberty Council came alongside them, defended them, and from that, we have a good news story.
We do. So there's good news whenever you can make a difference in stand-up. These people were not looking for a fight, but they ultimately sent a significant message that you cannot simply bully your way over Christians and our history here, not only in America, but literally that goes back 2,000 years to the founding of the Christian religion. Give Liberty Council a call at 1-800-671-1776. We can only do this by your financial support of Liberty Council. You can support us financially by going to lc.org, or you can call us 800-671-1776 and make sure that you not only pray for Liberty Council, but support this ministry as well. Again, our website is lc.org. We also have Liberty Council, council.com, as our websites, and you can go to those two websites, particularly libertycouncil.com, and sign up for our Grassroots Action email. That's the Grassroots Action email, and indeed, that is an activist email. So we want you to be able to have your voice known in Washington, D.C. and keep involved. Not only is it an activist email, but it's also alerting you to possible humanitarian involvement, particularly helping our brothers and sisters that are being persecuted, literally beheaded, in Iraq and in parts of the Middle East. So it's a very informative email. Sign up for the Grassroots Action email for Liberty Council and Liberty Council Action. Those are two different emails. You can get them both at libertycouncil.com. Remember to pray for Liberty Council and support this ministry financially, and keep Liberty Council involved in your community and in this nation.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.